These guys should be thrown in jail for treason. I mean, what President Joe Biden and Congress are doing to the American people is treasonous. There's no other way to look at it. They spent the better part of a weekend screwing over the American people while you were watching the Super Bowl. There's no other way to look at it. Over the past few hours, the corrupt Biden administration and the corrupt politicians in the Senate are taking the next steps to advance a slimy, new, massive tranche of money for Ukraine and Israel. Of course, we've been beating the drum here on the show about stopping this spending, this ridiculous spending in Ukraine and Israel. And there's nothing for the U.S. border. But they're going to send $95 billion to Ukraine and Israel? Are they insane?
But I think people shouldn't lose sight of the main part of this bill, which is $60 billion to Ukraine, who just got caught yesterday stealing another $40 million worth of our weapons and reselling them to God knows who. So I'm against the Ukraine aid because I think borrowing the money, spending over, this bill would be $115 billion total, $60 billion to Ukraine. That makes us weaker. It weakens our national security to go further in debt.
So holding special sessions over the weekend, even during the Super Bowl, because I guess Chuck Schumer thinks that these people don't have families, but hey, that's okay. In order to send money to Israel and Ukraine, that's more important, right? That is more important to Chuck Schumer, getting that money out the door to Israel and Ukraine. Well, at least they didn't have to watch the craziness in Vegas and the 49ers beating Taylor Swift and her Chiefs. The argument from these clowns is that Ukraine is going to lose unless we send them more money immediately. Well, Scott Ritter just told me that, of course, that makes no sense, because this money will flow back to the weapons makers in the United States, who will then take months and years to start making new weapons to send to Ukraine that we can't track.
Let's hypothetically say the United States releases $64 billion. Understand that the vast majority of that money would be diverted to American defense industry to produce weapons.
So this will do nothing for Ukraine. NATO's war against Russia is over, done, knock it off, go home, you've lost. It's just like Nimrata Haley, you know, still running for president. She's lost. Go home. It's over. She calls herself Nikki. Meanwhile, last week, senile criminal President Biden threatened to cut deportations in the United States unless Congress agrees to funnel billions of dollars to illegals coming across the border. That's right. That's blackmail, and it's absolute madness. So right now in Congress, they're moving this bill through, and it would keep the borders wide open. This is a disaster on multiple levels. It'll further antagonize the Russians, who just flat out told Tucker Carlson last week, stop it. If you can't beat us, stop it. And doesn't America have anything better to do than spend billions of dollars in Ukraine trying to antagonize us, the Russians, he said?
Don't you have anything better to do? You have issues on the border, issues with migration, issues with the national debt, more than $33 trillion. You have nothing better to do, so you should fight in Ukraine?
Your border is wide open, your economy is in shambles, and you're $33 trillion in debt. Well, he's wrong about one thing. We are $34 trillion in debt, Mr. President, not $33 trillion in debt. You're wrong about that. Meanwhile, we have a senile president who thinks Mexico borders Israel and thinks the president of Mexico is El Sisi, who's the leader of Egypt.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side.
That's not a stuttering problem, by the way. That's a senility problem. You're looking at dementia right there. So back to the $95 billion for a second, which sells out the American people. Here's how this is going to go down in the House. They're going to get this mess of a bill once the Senate paperwork is all finalized and they deliver it over to the House of Representatives. It'll include billions of dollars for Ukraine and Israel. At the same time, the border bill just died in 3 days. It's dead. And our border is wide open. That's how serious Congress is about fixing the border issue, that it died in 3 days and they didn't pass anything. A few Republicans tried to sneak in some border items into this Ukraine bill, but those items were yanked this weekend. While Taylor Swift was dancing, Congress was giving a middle finger to the U.S. border. The version of the bill moving forward currently includes no money for the Department of Homeland Security's border security efforts. To the White House's credit, they did actually ask for billions to be added in for border security, and then Congress removed it. Every Democrat and 16 Republicans removed it, so that only Ukraine and Israel would get money. This is treasonous. Without additional cash flow soon, agencies like Immigration and Customs Enforcement will have to stop making any kind of arrests at the border. This is intentional. Now, how long this bill takes to go through the process over to the House of Representatives and the President, it's all unclear. But we need to stop this right now. Israel has a surplus of $200 billion, and they have a freaking space agency, for crying out loud. They have a space agency, and we're sending them money? And we are $34 trillion in debt? Ukraine has lost, is now destroyed thanks to NATO, and our southern border is wide open. So we will be watching this bill very, very closely over the next few days. But before we go, I want to give you a quick update on a sponsor we talked about on Sunday. So Alaska Energy Metals, because we have a big update that could significantly improve the company's outlook. And I think it's important for you to know this. Now, we now know they have their 2024 drilling plans. They're going to start drilling in this massive nickel mine. That's right. It's now confirmed that they're going to be drilling this year. That's exactly what I predicted over the weekend. So this is a big update. This is now confirmed. So I love investing in these minerals companies before they announce drilling results. And this is happening, by the way, at the exact moment that we are experiencing a massive nickel shortage in North America. Why is this important? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Indonesia is the world's biggest nickel producer, and Russia is right there next to them. We get most of our nickel from these countries. This is unsustainable. We're simultaneously funneling billions to Ukraine to attack Russia, and then we're going to rely on Russia to send us nickel? With the flip of a switch, Putin could turn that off, just like they're doing with uranium. It is insanity right now. Tesla, General Motors, the defense industry, they all rely on nickel. But who is mining nickel in the West? There's one. There's one nickel mine right now in the United States, and it exports to Canada. This is why when I heard about Alaska Energy Metals in the United States with its 1.5 billion pounds of nickel resource, I wanted to bring it to your attention. Here's their ticker on your screen. Again, it's the only nickel company that I'm bullish about in my portfolio. That's it. It's my number one nickel play for 2024. If I look at my commodities in my portfolio, this is the only nickel play that I have. Now, I read the S&P Global Market Intelligence report about nickel shortages. If you haven't read this report, it's really important. I think there are two main takeaways and quotes that make me really bullish about Alaska Energy Metals before they begin drilling this year. And I just want to go over two of the big pieces of information on this in this report because it's important. Number one, only four deposits were discovered in the past decade, and they account for just 3% of the total nickel discovered. That's it. Number two, this also stood out to me. The scarcity in recent discoveries can also be attributed to the gradual downtrend of nickel since the 1990s. So, meaning that we are at a multi-decade low for nickel exploration, and exploration peaked back in 2004, 20 years ago. This is how bad it is right now for our lack of nickel in the United States, and we're relying on Russia? Anyway, you guys do your own research on this. I just wanted to bring you this update on this drilling for 2024. I'll put the company's presentation in a pinned comment for you on this video. You can watch that. Anyway, I wanted to bring this update to you before I go. And we'll see you soon, guys.